My favourite song that we've written is What Can I Say off Upguards and Atom. That just kind of, it's quite different to a lot of our stuff, and it ended up turning into something epic with like timpani on it and all sorts of bits. And I think that's probably one of the best songs we've written. But then in terms of playing, I don't know, I mean, when the crowd go nuts for something like I Found Out, I've heard it a million times, but it is good when everyone just goes a bit, I don't know, football fanny in the, yeah, in the, you know, just beer flying everywhere. It is good to, you know, you feel that when you're on stage and you buzz off, things like that.
Yeah.
So let's see, I Found Out.
Okay, all right. That's not, but it's two good choices. No. That's all right. So what's the latest with the Pigeons? You've been writing a lot recently.
That's right, yeah. Been writing all this year, and we've been doing some demoing. We're going to start doing some pre-production soon at Cottage Road. And we're up to record at the end of the year, release a new album next year, because we've been out of the game for a bit. Like, we had a year off last year, then we started doing some gigs, we missed it, and then people started to ask us to gig more because they thought we were coming back out. And so we've been doing bits and bobs, but we're excited to do like a full tour and really, you know, get out on the road again next year.
Yeah, because it's always a popular tour when the Pigeon Detectives are out and about, and it's always a good show to go and see, because it's great fun, it's great music, and you always get a good crowd out there.
Yeah, definitely. The last tour, which would have been towards the end of 2013, we'd not played in ages, and you know, we got on the road and the places were selling out. You know, Manchester Academies. What London gig did we play? I think it was about a 2,000 capacity. You know, we can be gone for a couple of years, we come back and the gigs luckily sell out, and the crowds go wild, and people who haven't seen us before are usually actually quite surprised, you know, just from the live thing that we get, you know, Matt going nuts, and we're better instrumentalists as well now, and we're actually getting like younger fans who couldn't have gone to gigs when we first came out, which is quite cool.
Do you feel like a slightly elder statesman of the Leeds music scene now? When you see some of these young bands, and now they're going to come into your Cottage Road studios, do you feel like a little bit of an elder statesman?
Yeah, I feel really old and wise, like a wise owl. And I feel like I've kind of been there to an extent, and it is, yeah, it's nice to give advice, even though they don't want to hear it. I do feel that a little bit.
Because when you think, I mean, you're only 30, but yeah, you've been in the business now for quite a while, and the business has changed. Maybe even in the last 10 years, the business has changed so much.
Yeah,
with the way people consume music now to what it was 10 years ago. And we were just talking in the just while we were playing Lost there about, and you're saying, oh, you know, it was difficult when you're miming things like Top of the Pops. And you sort of like, Top of the Pops, good Lord, you know. You know, you sort of like have to pinch yourself that the you were on that, and it was, you know, I would imagine that sort of experience, those sort of things, you know, are fantastic.
Yeah, it's surreal because, I mean, when I was growing up, well, the reason I started playing drums was seeing drummers on Top of the Pops. And a lot of it was happening like most days, you know, you'd be in the thick of it, so you didn't always like fully buzz off it. But you know, now looking back at a lot of it, it's like, it feels crazy, stuff like Jules All on Top of the Pops, and be, you know, heavily playlisted all over radios, and it is strange, and it's like, you know, to an extent I can't believe we've done some of them things.
What, when you look back on the career so far, at what point, now I asked this, when Ryan came in the studio, what point did you have to pinch yourself and think, wow, this is really happening, this?
I don't know. I'll try to think. It did slowly progress. Like, the first things that were starting to happen was supporting Dirty Pretty Things. So we were going for, like, we were performing in front of about 100 people, and then it jumped up to 1,000 people.
Wow.
With Carl Barrett from Libertines, his band. So we're doing things like that. So you'd get a little bit nervous the first time you do that. And then it was slowly. But I think the Wireless, the first time we played Wireless, that was crackers, around a load of celebrities and playing a massive crowd. You know, people like Jack White there were playing football with Jack White, and Kate Moss, Keanu Reeves. Me and Ryan had a wee next to Keanu Reeves. It's things, you know.
That is just the most awesome thing. I think I've seen a photo of you guys with Keanu Reeves, and Matt's not in it.
Oh, Matt's not in it.
Yeah, no, Matt's not in it. He wasn't happy that he wasn't in it.
Oh, really? Oh, but he's got like a picture with Kate Moss that he likes, and picture with Libertines guys and stuff like that.
Yes, he's done it. Okay.
I'm sure he's got in his bathroom just staring at them all day. do you know what? Actually, now we're talking about it, I think the first time I really thought we'd made it was 2007 when we played Leeds Fest, and the crowd were just like, they couldn't get into the tent. It was like almost as many people outside the tent as in.
Wow.
And it was, you know, in Leeds doing that, you know, your hometown, it was,
yeah,
it felt crackers, and it was unbelievable.
It's good to hear that there's new music on the way from the Pigeon Detectives. And what is there any bands that we should be looking out for at the moment? Any bands that are like coming out that you've had your eye on, and maybe that are coming into Cottage Road Studios? Any bands that you think actually around the Leeds for, scene, these are the ones you need to look out for now?
Well, there's quite a cool label knocking around called Clue Records that have got like three really good bands on, and I mentioned earlier a band called Narcs who have just got onto Leeds Festival through that Future Sound competition. So there's them.
I met them last week actually.
Oh, did you?
At the press event, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there's quite a few new bands. They're all very, very nice.
Yeah, nice lads, and they're good in the, I've not seen them live, but they were good in the studio, you know, tight and good song, and they've got some really good stuff as well. The other two bands on that label are All Us and Drugs, who are kind of like a grungy thing meets a little bit prog rock. When I say prog, I don't mean like really cheesy prog. I just mean like it's not just poppy. Like some of the guitar hooks are pretty cool and well thought out. And then they've also got Forever Cult on. So I mean, that's pretty decent, cool label.